This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, and welcome back to Realistic Sustainability Educational Shorts. Recently, I talked a lot about getting sustainability-minded individuals into places in politics or decision-making positions, because I think it's very important from Congress all the way down to our little city to be able to have people with that voice around. Will they always be listened to? Not every time, but the voice needs to be in the room. And I find it very important. And I told you I've mulled over some ideas of some other things I could run for. I'm just not ready to push for it yet. But I really do think it's a good idea, especially leaders with a passion for helping. Doesn't matter how, at what level, the voice can be heard. And when everybody starts to respect you because you've been doing these community projects and kindness projects over time, you know, like an edible landscape project of your own, people then start to listen because those projects work. It helps people and it gets everybody else. It doesn't matter if you're doing an edible landscape project or a seed bank. People will start to listen. They get to know who you are. They're happy with those programs, which by default, in most cases, they're happy with you. That's a big deal. That's what helps people listen. But I almost learned a very tough lesson recently. As most of you know, I hold two seats in my community, plus a couple of temporary spots. I'm a co-chair at the Planning Commission here in the city of Durand, and I'm on the Chamber of Commerce Board for the city of Durand. I also held in a temporary committee member position on the non-motorized transit and on the city's master plan. All of my seats are appointed. I've never run for anything. I kind of get bothered by the idea of running for something. I'm hoping someday I'll get over it and maybe I can do more. When I have enough support, that day may come. But until then, I like these appointed positions. I don't have to waste any time running around begging for my job. But the day I was at the MDA speech, where I posted the video, you heard it on the show also. Sorry about the sound quality. Next time I promise I'll record my own stuff. I was approached by a political team loving what we've done here in Durand and asking if I thought about ever running for state representative. Later that month, I was approached by the other team and they were talking about me running here locally as a primary candidate that would be backed by the party in another position here in Shiawassee County. And as I talked to these individuals, I learned something. They were coming to me because of my name. I know names are supposed to sell it. You could do nothing good. And if you have the right name, you'll get elected. But they did it because if you Google my name or my name with Durand, you get all the edible landscape projects. You get all the kindness projects. You get Dabble. All these things that help kids STEM. They were coming to me not because they believed my ideals met theirs and that I was going to do the things that they asked me to do, which chances are I wouldn't. They came to me because I was good PR. And that's not how we're doing things. That if we take seats and we take positions, we do that to help. The larger the position, the more we can help, the more things we can do to help the community, to be able to help those who struggle. I don't care what people say. When you help those who struggle, we all get boosted up. It is something we have to pay attention to because we have listeners now starting some of these projects. It's amazing. I love to follow them, by the way. Thank you so much for sending me the information. And I can't even express the honor. It's so cool that other people are doing projects, not necessarily just because they heard the show, but it helped. And it is a big deal to me. So I'm sorry my words aren't working. But that means people will start coming to you. They're going to start trying to get what they want with you or with your notoriety from these projects. And that's something we have to be very, very careful of. I started thinking about it. Some of these people come to us with malicious intent, which means our programs get labeled with that malicious intent. It is a problem to be someone's PR. I don't want to be someone's PR, and I don't want you guys to fall into being someone else's PR because it hurts our programs. It hurts the people we're helping, and it kind of takes away any good part of it. So I had to learn that lesson. Obviously, I turned them both down. It's not something for me at this moment. And let's be honest, I've got a lot on my plate. Got a podcast, got Dabble, got a job. There's a whole bunch of things going on. Kids, family, you know, the list continues. I didn't really have time for that, but someday I will. Someday I want to be a sustainability leader. I want to find places to speak. I want to spread these messages. I want to continue to do better. And if that means getting elected somewhere, I may try it. But I think I came up with something. I don't think I can do it under the teams. The chances of me running under a team is pretty slim. Now, you're all welcome to do anything you want to do, because I know it doesn't matter if you're in a team or not, you're going to be talking sustainability. But like I talked about in the Mother's Day episode about my mom, certain things in me can't do it. So if I do run someday, I kind of hope it's with the backing of all of you, no matter which team, you know, you're affiliated to. And I'll have to do it either third party or independent. It's just something that I don't think I could do it any other way. I know it sets you at a disadvantage, but I got lots of time. I'm not in a hurry. I don't plan on doing it anytime soon. But I wanted to give this warning for all of us who are doing good. There's going to be someone out there looking. How can that benefit them? Remember, if they want things to benefit them, they should do it, not just say it. Let's not end the great things we're doing because we get the honor and feel great because someone came to us to ask for help and to run for a position. Sometimes there's a reason. Stop, think it through. If it's a good one, go for it. If it's and be that sustainability voice. If not, don't. It's okay to say no, even when someone's honoring you with something nice like this. I did. And more and more days go by, the more and more I realize it was a good thing I did. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you get something out of this one. And if you never plan on running for anything, then I guess it was just an episode. If you did, please share with a friend. Share on social media. If you want to support Realistic Sustainability, Nick and I will never shy away from supporters. If you go to the Anchor hosting site or greeningyourlife.org/podcast, you can actually sign up. As low as 99 cents a month, so less than $12 a year, you can help us out. It's nice. It makes us feel important. Or just simply leave a 5-star review. I told you, that little voice in my head gets all excited when you guys say nice things about me, so I appreciate it. I guess it's a little shameless promotion here because it does make me feel good when I see them. So if you get an opportunity, leave a 5-star review, leave a comment, click a like, click a follow. All of those help. Thank you so much again for listening. And remember, we only get together each week to get a little bit better. Little bit, big bit. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Learning should always be fun. It's proven. When you make it fun, kids will remember. Here at Stepnetics, we believe in teaching kids about science, technology, engineering, and math by building projects. These students are building robots, rockets, electrical circuits, cars, and much more. STEM surrounds us, and the biggest companies in the world are tech companies. Let us help you support your little scholars and prepare them for the future. For more information, visit us at stemnetics.org.